Okay, A1. Good, A1. Okay.
You can hear me, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I can't hear you, but I can.
Yeah, yeah, I can hear you, man. I'm just muted. Thank you.
Now, we've had, obviously, you guys can see on the regular show, you know, host of the Redman Mindset, all these things. Richard Grannon has done the show a couple times before, way back in, like, 2018. We did a couple episodes on dangerous personalities in women, trust to be, borderline, things like that, the Hell's Angels, so to speak, of women. And then, I don't know, he might have come on once later, but then he also went on the Redman Group in Poland. He did two episodes live in Warsaw, Poland, after the convention. And that was really great. Richard Grannon was also speaker for the first time at the Poland Convention in 2019 in Forbes for Poland. And he gave a full presentation there on his whole thing. And then he also did a workshop to talk about for an extended workshop of 3 hours on surviving female psychopaths from surviving to thriving. It was a fascinating topic that many of you might relate to. Richard was also supposed to be a speaker in 2018 at the convention, and then he had a medical issue at the last minute and he had to pull out. And he actually ended up running for us, for some attendance. But he gave us a speech basically that he was going to give at the convention. And a lot of you have seen that on YouTube. I'll actually pull that up in a second here.
The ring you choose.
You guys, it's gone really viral. So surviving. Well, let me pull it up here. So you guys can actually see this. Then we'll go to the panel for a second here. Yeah. So this talk here, Surviving the Female Narcissist, a Deconstruction by Richard Grannon. This has been absolutely celebrated in the manosphere, and it was his kind of breakthrough into the manosphere community and providing some real value, some real content that no one had ever seen before at this level. And this is the whole speech he gave on it, and you guys can see that on our YouTube channel. He has clips of his channel as well. And his channel is actually right here, Spartan Life Coach, now retitled Richard Grannon. He's pushing in on 200,000 subscribers, he's growing rapidly, blowing up, might even surpass 21 Studios soon. Fuck yeah. Beyond this little introduction I just gave you, Rich, can you actually tell our audience, for those of them that don't know you, like what you're about, before we get into today's content?
Yeah, sure. It's probably going to be relevant to a lot of the guys watching. My background is actually in teaching self-defense. And my original project was called StreetFightSecrets.com, and that was like real-world defensive tactics for guys who could potentially be using it sometime before this weekend. So after about 7 or 8 years of developing it, we got to the point where it was actually taken on by the air marshals, by the UK Riot Centre. So it's a big thing. We have a lot of guys, body guards, soldiers, local club counselors, MMA fighters, boxers, you name it, top guys. I get into it with them and I start talking to them, and every single one of them was getting completely mashed at home by wives, girlfriends, sometimes with their kids, sometimes with family members, because they had this sort of like good soldier mentality where they would sacrifice themselves, and in our culture, the word, and now that's rewarded, that's seen as being extremely honorable, good thing for a man to do, is to sacrifice his wants and desires for everybody else.
To be a sacrificial lamb, basically.
Absolutely, sacrificial lambs, like lambs to slaughter. And every single one of these top guys, though, is isolating with the membrane and going, okay, well, you know, spoke because you shouldn't be feeling this way. And of course, that would lead to heightened suicide rates, rates of addiction, and all kinds of very serious problems. And I've resonated deeply with that because I was the same guy. I was there with a globally recognized brand, police were on the phone to me, the air marshal, the chief instructor based on Las Vegas, the air marshal said, we had a problem this week in training, I can't do this, can you fix it? And I'd be like, okay, I guess I'll help you. Meanwhile, my girlfriend who was living with me at the time was running rings around me. Protection expert, traveling the globe, teaching people how to protect themselves psychologically and physically. I can't defend myself from a 24-year-old dancer girlfriend. Can't. And she was destroying me in MMA terms.
Dancer, huh? Or something like that. You know, I got a lot going on here. So that's cool.
Yeah, I just want to say real quick for those listening, man, I love this guy. I was going to get some chicken. Don't judge me. I was looking for some chicken in the mall. Y'all judge me right now. Yeah, right. But I saw Richard, and we sat down, and we just talked. It was like time flew. It was like we've known. It's like, you know, when you connect with someone, you like feel like you know them for a long time. We just sat and we just talked, and it was awesome, man. I didn't mean to interrupt the thing, but yeah, it was awesome, man. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Everything that you do. courtrooms and stuff. with BPD check. Person. Or fuck.
The thing is that what y'all were saying about the guy being all alpha and everything, I call that shadow boxing. He's just shadow boxing at home, you know, pretending to be something until he gets in front of a woman. And you know, when we were small, what did G.I. Joe say? Knowing is half the battle, right? But the thing is a lot of people don't know their name. You know, AJ, I know it sounds like a broken record, but, you know, worthiness and last name and knowing what you want. You're always going to find, we always going to get it at least one time in our life or several times, depending on how much you tolerate from a woman. A woman is going to do what you allow her to do. And if she sees that you don't have that standard, you know, I'm all alpha, you know, on the computer. And then you're going, well, I'm sorry, you know, please forgive me. She's going to walk all over you, man.
Thing is more. Literacy course. Some more of that, and learning emotions, the color well. In America,
yeah.
Four is.
Well, to me, like what Anthony's saying about the alpha guy that's tough on the outside but goes home, that's always, I always say that's a what you are versus, I mean, what you do versus what you are. You know, the game, I always say the game has got to be inside of you. It can't be outside of you. And that's what you are. I mean, we can all portray, I mean, we all have alpha tendencies, like at work and certain things outside the house. But because we don't have a sense of self when we get home or we get in front of somebody that we quote-unquote care about or have emotional feelings about, we kind of tend to let them slide on certain things which we shouldn't let slide. So it's just a what you are versus what you do, man.
experience. Or endlessly or something. This is extremely hardcore for real. What are they called? What the fuck is that term? First. Interesting. Order. Important. The 4 hours and freeze. to calm down. Phenomena. For that real like weird, man. And this thing. And all that stupid crap. Condition. Sharp, what you're saying. portray. Or, you know, but it's
yep.
Cold, obviously. For so it's no one can tell. These things can happen. Support. Or whatever it is, you know, thing. And then can happen. The herb, like the herb. The of it's supplement in your. Problem. I mean, as a or by from yeah, is I'm looking for you. Maybe all right. Future chips. Yes. You know, it's moving. You know that, dude. fucking.
I respect that, dog.
Kind of, I think, hit. Might be a woman or whatever. Harder and harder. For women to broken. For men to do with women. Women. Full conclusions. Women.